Hey, Joe, what are you doing with that presidential thing in your hand? Going to go sign some executive orders? Sign some executive orders. You know, I caught him messing around with another man. Oh, whatever. Well, let's move on. Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. You were just in Seattle. We're dueling tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. I'm Luke. That's Brian.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds good.
I'm really Brian. That's Luke.
And I'm really Luke.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good talking. It's important to talk on Mondays.
It is. Yeah. And you get that weekend mouth, you know, the Monday mouth ready. Oh, yeah.
It's always there.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Like my mouth is like my 16 shoes. No matter how nimble I am, they're going to get in my way eventually.
Yeah, and imagine then taking a week off and then coming in this morning. It was rough.
Disorienting.
Yeah, just a little bit. So,
well, let's recap what's going on here. We got Gableman and Branchon issuing different statements over the their own storyline as to how the election was stolen, even though it wasn't. And then we also have Governor Evers talking about Indigenous Peoples Day, which is a wonderful new holiday that we probably need to learn a little bit more about. And
I think a lot more about, yeah. Honestly. But
yeah, if you want to actually get to know some Native folks, you can also tune into Native Roots Radio at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio. You're listening to us on Devil Radio, and you can go to devilradio927.com to go and get any podcasts or interviews. And you can also go and stream on the Devil Radio app.
Absolutely.
Just go and get yourself the Devil Radio app at any place you get fine applications.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to use our fine phone application to talk to some people. Let's talk to Joe in Madison. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I don't have that gun in my hand. I'm a little bit more peaceable than that, but
that's good. Again, a lot of times I find people carry guns around they don't need. But anyway.
Only when needed. Only when needed. I am enjoying the show. Really a lot of fun, and I'm loving the idea of taking tangents and seeing where they go, and looking at narratives that underline the news stories and the myths that we operate under. And here are my two. Okay, to sort of, and they both relate to Gableman.
Please.
The first is thank you so much for mentioning the bit about that he's in the area that he's in is formerly home to a liposuction clinic. Is that right?
Which is very interesting.
I find it strange. I don't even know if I find it interesting, but yes, that is what's being reported, Joe.
He's a large girl. He's a large girl, big in the hips, roomy.
I think the idea of doing a to-do list where you do a deposition and get liposuction done at the same time would be primo.
Maybe he's getting a deal on rent. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, right. But I wanted to tie it in with a tangent that is much more serious. And you had spoken about it last week, Brian, when you were talking about the fact that the big union in Hollywood and New York, other places,
yep.
The IATSE union, is going to be going on strike this week.
They are threatening to do so, yep.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. They've usually been able to come to an accord, but their members are arrayed about very, very arduous working conditions. I know one of the things that had struck me was their turnaround time for shoots was,
yep.
You know, getting down to like 5 hours. You know, you're done with your shoot and you have 5 hours to you have to be back on set with another production again.
Just to contrast that, my union, because you're dealing with five different unions when you're dealing with an entire production, by the way, and about at least a couple hundred employees at the very minimum on a big scale production. But my rules as a SAG performer, I can't be on set after I've been checked out for another 12 hours. I'm not even allowed to walk on one.
Yeah. Now imagine that, because these are the people, just to explain to folks, you give the performance, you and the SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, give the performance, but these are the folks that are recording your performance,
yep.
They're lighting your performance,
yep.
They're there. So let's imagine.
Everything from hair and makeup to grips. Yep.
Yeah. So let's make the difference between Gableman, who actually says out loud, "I don't understand how elections work," and is paid $11,000 a month by the taxpayers,
yep.
to go forward with that. And then let's imagine these folks in that union arriving on set. Let's say the sound recordist arrives on set and says, "Gee, how does this thing work? Where's the on button for this thing? Does anybody know what this little, this little meter thingy might do here? I'm just kind of wondering." So it's the story is, I think, and the tangent is about competence and the sad situation where this guy who not only does he not know what he's doing, he has the ridiculousness to say he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, go find out. Ask some people.
Yeah,
you know?
And the confidence to do it. You know, there's so many people that are wondering, you know, man, I thought about running, but I don't know if I could. I'm not that kind of thing. And I'm like, there's a fat white dude down the hallway right now in a suit that thinks he is absolutely, completely 100% qualified, and he's absolutely not. And we have so many wonderful people who are absolutely qualified but don't think they are because they have sanity, and they don't. So we need to actually get people to run for things that are competent, and that's part of what we're going to do on this show. Joe, thank you so much. We're running out of time here. But that's what we're going to do on this show, is we're going to bring a lot of local candidates, a lot of local progressive candidates, so you can get to know them so that you know that the people that you're supporting are actually sane.
Yeah, and get their stance on everything. And it's going to be hopefully just an enlightenment conversations with the issues that we care about. And the second Joe that we were referring to when we had Hey Joe on, we got Joe from Tucson. Joe, you're up next. What do you got on your mind today, Joe?
Oh, salute to you guys. New gig. This is really good to hear, and I appreciate you guys stepping up and filling this spot. So I think for one, another term, like I'm really like, Happy Indigenous Day is the official one, too. But the other term that I'm really sick of is African American. And I'm sick of it in the way of, like, permanent foreign tourist.
Yes.
They were the original Americans. And, like, I'm just done with that term because this permanent tourist thing is really what holds that down. And the other thing I would
Joe,
like to
just
know,
to just
guys,
to clear, just to put a button on that real quick, Joe, is that most of the black people I hang out with refer to themselves as black. Just easy to easy. You don't have to worry about where they're from, because most of them are from where? Here. Oh yeah, here. They're also citizens. They're the same as most you and I, citizen wise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just one of those things that kind of grates on me. And and the other thing is that I just think that this is really going to be nice with you guys bringing in candidates and throwing your guys' style into the mix and questioning and, you know, finding out what people are for and not for. And that's really what we need. That's the evolution. And I think you guys are just going to fit in here really nifty. Like, so
thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. I really, really appreciate that. That's awesome. We've had a bunch of really cool callers. We've blown through this hour without, I thought we were 10 minutes in, but I guess we've done 4 segments already. How about
that? Yeah, it went by fast, man. So now, pretty quick hour of radio we just had there.
Yeah. Then we're going to be doing more. We're going to get better. We're going to get faster. We're going to figure out what our names are, because I apparently had a problem with that earlier. But the important thing is that you you tell the story to yourself, and you tell the story to your friends and family that you find the most true.
Right.
Most real.
And we got to keep talking to each other. I think that's the important thing. We got to keep open
compare
the channel.
Compare notes. Everybody get ready for the Devil's Advocates coming next. If you're holding for us, you can hold for the Devils. And Crudy's going to tell you all about his Trump rally he went to.
Oh, yeah.